There's a number of ways to receive your healing, more than one. The top is to just take the Word of God, the healing scripture, and just stand on it.
Jesus has set you free from all sin, sickness, and disease. Today, Kenneth Copeland teaches on six different ways to receive healing, including total immersion. Next, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The healer Jesus is in the house today. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. We praise you this morning. We worship you this morning. Oh, glory, 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 glory a Dios. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus es el Señor. Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm excited this morning. Let me warn you, if you want to keep your pain, you better get out of here right now. It's in serious danger. Gloria, come on up, sweetheart. Come on up here with me, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated this morning. Glory to God. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning.
You are gorgeous this morning.
Thank you so much. You are gorgeous, too. But see, my mic's turned off.
No, I don't think. Is it? No, go.
Okay, that's all I had to say. You're very handsome this morning.
Thank you. Would you watch this video, please? Watch it with me.
I want my people well. Is what the Lord spoke to Gloria Copeland. That message would become the call of God on her life and ministry.
God is so good and patient and kind to us to help us come into His will. If our heart's sincere, He can get us into the will of God. And so I just prayed, Lord, I don't know of anything You want me to do, but whatever You want me to do, I'll do it. And so I got through praying. Everybody was still asleep. I went in, I started washing my hair. And it came to me to start teaching healing. And that was such a shock to me. I knew it was the Lord. Start teaching healing in every meeting.
That service came to be known as Healing School. Gloria Copeland taught her first healing school in Atlanta, Georgia in 1979. Year after year, to thousands upon thousands of people, in conventions and victory campaigns all around the world, she has continued to teach this message of healing.
And I'm telling you what, Jesus will heal you. That's what He does. He is the healer. He wants us well. He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by His stripes we were healed.
Healing School has always been more than a study time. The Word is taught to build faith in every believer to receive their healing.
The Word does not return void, right? The Word of God is full of power.
Even today, people continue to experience the reality of God's Word for themselves.
I came to this conference for my healing. And I said, Lord, I'm not leaving here till I
Hallelujah.
Get it.
Hallelujah.
We take our healing. We are healed.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, my dear. You founded this school, and I'm so grateful to God, and I'm so grateful to you.
Praise God. What an honor it's been to lay hands on all those people all these years.
Amen.
And I'm still here going.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we're going to be laying hands on people this morning, so, and I need you.
I'll be here.
Amen.
Just call my name.
Okay.
I love you, sweet thing.
You look mighty fine tonight, thank you. By the way. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, you can do better than that. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Let me get situated here this morning. Oh, I tell you, we had us a good time yesterday, didn't we? Oh, my. Nobody enjoys these conventions more than I do. Praise God. Father, we thank you this morning. Lord Jesus, you are so easy to receive from. You did all of the hard work. You did everything that it took to set us free from sin, sickness, disease, fear, and all everything that belongs to the curse. And we belong to you. And we thank you for it, and we give honor and glory to your majestic name this morning for every word that's said and every deed that's done. And there will be many miraculous things happen in this place today. We know it. We know it. We absolutely know it. We don't believe it. We know it. Glory to God. We know it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Heavenly Father. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and we absolutely know it'll come to pass that way and none other. Glory to God. Give the Lord another thank you. Turn first of all to Hebrews chapter 13, please. This is actually the base of every healing school, every healing service, every salvation service, every faith service, whatever you're doing, Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, Jesus the anointed one, and his anointing the same yesterday, today, and forever. Say it, Jesus Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now say this, God is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'll tell you, I'll never forget it. I, you know, as I've told you before, I knew nothing about the Bible, and but I found the scripture. I thought, well, you know, the way I messed up my life and all of that, I just probably, you know, I just probably send away my opportunity to ever preach or anything. Which just, you know, I didn't know I was a new creature. I found that later, but I found this verse of scripture. Christ died for the ungodly. I thought, man, I qualified for that. And then his mercy endures forever. That truth absolutely made me free, and I have been free ever since that hour. Glory to God. Because that old man died. I said, he died. That Kenneth doesn't even exist anymore. No record in heaven that Kenneth ever existed. Praise God. I've been made the righteousness of God in Jesus the anointed and in that anointing. Praise God. Say it again. Jesus the same yesterday, today, 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 and forever. You do not have to talk Jesus into saving you. Well, hey, you don't have to talk him into healing you. He healed you 2,000 years ago. Gloria and I walked into one of Brother Hagin's meetings. We were late getting into town. We were late getting there. And it was here in Fort Worth and Bob Nichols' church. And this was before they moved over into the Calvary, before they moved over into the big building, which was a little restored post office building. And we walked in, and just as we walked in the foyer, there's a woman came busting out the double door. She was mad. She said, I have been healed for 2,000 years, and I'm just now finding out about it. And then she got all turned around and burst back in the service. She was excited. She was ticked off at the devil and her preacher for not ever telling her she'd been healed all this time. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just now found out about it. Glory. Now then, go with me to Matthew chapter 8. Oh, hey, I was supposed to play some videos for you. Forgive me, guys. Now, Here's what we need to see this morning. I got so excited about this message. Excuse me. There's a number of ways to receive your healing. More than one. The top is to just take the word of God, the healing scriptures, and just stand on it. Amen. That's right at the top of the list. Then there's manifestation of healing through the gifts of the Spirit, through manifestation of gifts of healings, word of knowledge, working of miracles, special faith, and so forth, so on, the nine manifestations of the Spirit of God. Well, when you think about that, I want to say this too. This is very, very, very important. I want to get over here by Dr. Jackson when I talk about this. Very good friend of mine in your business. He was operating on a young man who's also very close to our family, and our families are close. Brain tumor. And he said, Kenneth, I was ready. And then he said, the Spirit of God stopped me and said, stop. And he said, I just stopped there for a moment. And he said, don't take the standard cut, you'll kill him. Word of knowledge. He said, I moved on me. He said, now. And it was perfect. Amen. It was perfect. Now, take another born again, even Holy Spirit baptized surgeon, but not listening. Maybe a little tired.
Yep.
And it would have been a different outcome. Okay, now let's take the same situation again. And a very, very dear friend of ours delivered Kelly, delivered John, and Dr. Jim Edmar. And I checked Dr. Marr out in his first Bonanza airplane. I mean, this is back. We went way, way back. He gave me he was my AME for years until he retired. He called me, and he said, I need your help. I said, what is it, Jimmy? He said, my wife diagnosed a tumor on her brain. And he said, would you come with me. He said, I would like for you to anoint her with oil, according to the book of James, right before she goes into the operating suite. Now, sure. So now get this situation. Same situation here again, Dr. Jackson. Jim Ed is standing on one side, I was standing on the other. And anointed her with oil. And she was already over in Happy Land, you know. And then Dr. Marr and I went to an empty room there, and we're just waiting. And the surgeon, his close friend of Dr. Marr's, I didn't know him. I'd never met him. And he walked in there, and he had this really concerned look on his face. And he said, Doc, I really don't know how to say this. Well, that really gets your attention. He said, what? He said, well, he said, I got in there and there wasn't any tumor. Now, he said, the indentation is there. So it had disappeared from the time that I anointed her with oil. And by the time he got in there, the indentation of it was still on her brain. But it was gone! And you're going to talk to me about, I wonder if it's God's will to heal me. Oh, go wait in the car. Now, in these videos, I want you to see the results of different levels of healings. Now, to hold out for manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit is a very, very dangerous thing to do, because the Word works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Amen. It'll work anytime it's put to work. Amen. Now, I want you to watch this first video. This is an example of total immersion in the Word and the kind of result that you're looking for. Go ahead.
My name is Evangelist Lachey McKinney. This is my father, Apostle S.C. McKinney, and I am his personal assistant. I work with him hand in hand in ministry. We have grown immensely in 33 years. And all of a sudden, my body began to show signs of sickness, and I had ignored it for about a year. Then after a year, I started getting worse, even though I was speaking to my body, but I wasn't seeing any results. And instead of getting better, I was getting worse. So I asked my father, okay, what should I do? He said, go on and to the hospital and find out what's going on. And that's what I did. When I got there, I took about two or three of the ladies from the ministry, and we were in the waiting room. They had taken the blood work. I think I stayed there about 5 hours. And then what happened was, when the doctor came in, he said, I have good news and I have bad news. And I said, the good news is I don't have cancer. And he said, I can't say that. But long story short, he gave me a piece of paper and he told me, this is a doctor I need you to call, a cancer specialist. And I did on that Monday. And when I called, I didn't have the money at that time to actually, I didn't have any insurance. I didn't have the money to get an examination or to even see him. I got a telephone call from one of our pastor friends who told me that she had already made an appointment for me to go to the Greenville School of Medicine. And when I got there, they diagnosed me with lymphoma cancer. And the doctor said I had only 30 days to live. They had given me a breathing apparatus. They said I was breathing like a 93-year-old woman. My liver was 200 times larger than what it was supposed to be, and so was my spleen. I didn't have the energy or the breath to do anything. I remember walking by the mirror before I lay down, and I saw the shadow of death, and fear gripped my heart. And I knew by the looks of things, I wasn't going to make it. And instead of fighting, I kind of succumbed to it. And I remember that day when I was laying on the couch and he came to me and he didn't sound too nice. He didn't show any pity because he knew that I was in a fight for my life. And he said, you're going to die if you don't get up from here. He said, you're a minister of the gospel and you have to know that the devil is fighting you because of what you're doing positive in the kingdom. He said, physician, get up and heal yourself. That's exactly what he said. I grabbed my Bible and I began to walk back and forth. I read something from Gloria Copeland that talked about how we should take the word like medicine and that we should use it just like we would medicine and use it 3 times a day. And if situation get worse, to double the dosage, I would never forget that. And that's what I did. For 28 days, I had 30 days to live now. For 28 days, I walked 3 times a day and I got my Bible and I quoted every scripture and I prophesied and spoke them over my life. And I didn't feel anything different in 28 days. But at the end of that 28 days, something happened. I don't know what it was, but I knew. Faith kicked in. Yes, faith kicked in. And I said, he was wounded for Lachey's transgressions. He was bruised for Lachey's iniquities, and the chastisement of my peace was on him. And with those stripes, I am healed. And I knew that day that I was healed. And I had 2 more days to go. In the 30 days, that 30th day, I went back to the doctor, and they looked at the exam, and they took x-rays again, and they brought in one specialist. And they brought in 2 specialists. They kept looking. 5 specialists came in that day. I'll never forget it. They were talking among themselves, but I didn't know what they were saying. So finally he came over to me. He said, this is what it looked like 30 days ago. Where is the cancer? It's not here. We have to understand that the word of God is for us. That he's not just, it's not just something out there or something in the Bible. This is a rhema word, and it comes to life when we take it. That's what Gloria always says. To, like, if somebody's giving you a cake, it's not yours until you receive it. Well, the word of healing is for us, but we have to receive it. And so it's important for us to take it. And when we do, it becomes life.
All right. Amen. Now, you know, we keep talking about total immersion. That's what we're talking about. She just got in the Word and wouldn't let it go. Spent 3 times a day. What? Breakfast, lunch, and supper. She's eating the Word, feeding on the Word, feeding her spirit.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Enjoy a life of health and wholeness. In the Receive Your Healing package, learn God's prescription for your life and health through God's Word. In the book, God's Will for Your Healing, Gloria Copeland walks you through the Word of God, breaking down barriers standing between you and divine health. Go back to school with Gloria Copeland's Healing School. On this MP3, you'll receive 6 messages equipping you to use God's Word as a powerful weapon against the devil and sickness and disease. The Receive Your Healing package includes Healing Confessions, a CD set and booklet, also by Gloria Copeland, dedicated to helping you speak life into your body. And finally, take your healing prescription, 50 carefully selected scriptures in an easy-to-carry brochure for quick access to build your faith and transform your health and wholeness. Dare to agree with the Word of God regarding His health plan for your life and make the decision to live the healthy life He has planned for you.
Start your journey to health and wellness today. Request your copy of the Receive Your Healing MP3 package free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Make the quality decision to live whole according to God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. This free offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Be sure to contact your regional office for more information.
All throughout the Bible, one scripture after another, I'll tell you that it is God's will for you to be healed. But more importantly, you must know that those promises are received by faith. Now, this healing package that we're offering this week contains Bible-based resources, and every single one of them all point you to the healer himself. That's Jesus. It's so important for you to surround yourself with the Word of God, read the books, listen to the audio teachings, put these healing confessions in your mouth, and then stand on these healing scriptures. And you, if you'll do this, you can have your very own healing school right there in your home. And my grandmother, Gloria Copeland, guides you through the Word of God through these materials, showing you the scriptural answers to questions about healing. And you need to know that God has a plan to heal you and to keep you whole. So if you want to get a hold of this healing package, it's yours free. Just go to kcm.org. And then I invite you to join Brother Copeland on December 31st for a New Year's Eve celebration at Eagle Mountain International Church. Come get in this atmosphere of faith with us, hear the Word, praise and worship, and find out what the Spirit of God is saying about this coming year. It will be an absolutely joyous occasion as we close out 1 year and step by faith into the next. So for service times or to watch this service live, go to kcm.org. And then tomorrow, Brother Copeland's going to be sharing the very foundational scripture of a healing school, which is Hebrews 13:8, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Join in and find out all the different ways that Jesus still heals. Amen. Thanks for watching today. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
For a free copy of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast on DVD, CD, or digital download, visit our website, kcm.org.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
So come together, worship together, and know this, that the greatest is yet to come. The value of prayer is more than you've ever known. And the times of prayer, the times of intercession, have come to a place where it's no longer so much of the groaning, but the praising and the shouting, for the victory has come. Hallelujah!
Join us December 31st to ring in the new year at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas, USA. April 2nd through the 4th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2020 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri, USA. April 23rd through the 25th, join Kenneth Copeland at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. June 29th through July 4th, join Kenneth Copeland and many other speakers at the West Coast Believers Convention at the Ontario Convention Center in Ontario, California, USA. For more information, visit kcm.org/events.